Let's turn to Gary Conley, who's also straddling the divide between the practical world and the arts, because he was a minor on Merseyside for, I think, 17 years, now works for St Helens Council. So he was the right person to lead a group commissioning a vast new sculpture, 20 metres high, as a symbol of the region. It's called Dream, and if you are near Junction 7 of the M62 motorway, have a look out of the window. The series on Channel 4 starts on the 10th of May, which includes a piece about this. When it was unveiled, Gary, how did that feel, that moment when it was finished?
Just wonderful. We, you know, the TV programme, which is 7 o'clock, by the way, on Sunday.
OK.
That's my first plug. It's been a four-year journey. I mean, you had myself and my ex-colleagues 4 years ago starting off on an art journey, looking through art with fresh eyes, really. And then 4 years later, with all the trials and tribulations that public art bring and the criticisms, to finally unveil it was made us all, you know, realise it was a massive, worthwhile effort, because we're really pleased with what we've ended up with.
We should describe it. It's a strange piece by the Spanish artist Jaume Plensa, which I think I'm spelling right there.
That's right.
He's done a lot of big public works, including a big new thing that's going to sit on top of the BBC. But what yours is this 60-foot-tall female face, rather elongated, like a Modigliani face, with its eyes shut. Female, dreamy, cool dream, white, shining, alongside the very masculine, practical environment of an old colliery. It's not about mining, is it? It's this dreaming female.
It was a big ass. We gave him a big ass, because when we first started on this journey 4 years ago, we, myself included, would have been quite happy just to have a mining monument up there, something that would have kept the site steeped in the past. But after about a year, I think we all realised that we wanted really to push the boundaries, and we didn't want to play safe. We could have played safe and kept all the nostalgia lovers happy, but we wanted really to push the boundaries. So we drew a brief where we wanted something that would reflect the past, of the history of the site and the heritage of the site, but also look into the future. So we came across this wonderful Spanish artist, Jaume Plensa, who was an absolute gentleman to work with. And he came up with this idea of a nine-year-old girl with androgynous qualities, really, to have her sat on the site with her eyes closed, and she sat on a giant miner's tally, the base is a giant miner's tally. So what she's doing with her eyes closed is she's thinking about how the site was in the past. But as a nine-year-old girl, she's also looking into the future. Not only what the future holds for her, but what the future holds for the site.
Is the face as it is now? Is that meant to be a child's face?
It's a child's face, but, and this is the little twist on it, it's been elongated by a third.
Mm.
So do you know the? Have you ever seen the faces on Easter Island?
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly the same quality as that. But when you stretch your face by a third, you change the whole look of the face. So we had to choose somebody as well, a girl, whose face would suit being stretched by a third as
is
well.
Is it not a particular face though? Is it? It's not a particular individual.
It is, except for the ears. it sounds crazy. He had a girl who came into his studio in Barcelona, but the ears weren't right. So it chose someone else's ears.
Yeah, and when your ears are going to be 10 foot tall, you want them right, don't you?
You
really
don't want sticky out ears.
But it's dreamy, it's feminine, it's, as I say, it's a terrific contrast between your world, you know.
And that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted, and that's why it's white. It's made of a white marble composite that, when the sun shines on it, it gives an illusion that the face is changing as well, like a hologram.
Will it weather well? I mean, this is a huge question with public sculpture.
Right.
the civil engineer next to you is looking worried.
Well, you're pleased to know it's guaranteed to last over 100 years.
But not to kind of look grimy, because the slag-heap stuff will blow about,
it's a self-cleaning marble as well. That's why it's cost £1.9 million, you know, and And I'll just say at this point as well that the story will tell you this. It's not cost the taxpayers of St Helens directly nothing. All the funding has become external. You know, we've had the Arts Council. They've put funding in, Northwest Development Agency.
People have grumbled, though, haven't they? I mean, taxpayers' allowance had a grumble about,
I mean, this is another thing as well. This is what we wanted when we chose. We, like I said, we could have played safe and got a mining monument, a giant miner's lamp up there, or a giant miner's wheel. We could have played safe with that, but what we wanted was something that would cause debate as well. So as you were driving past the M62, you would look at it and you would say, what's that? Let's go and have a look at it. You know, sorry, Abel.
In its contrast to the sort of the black underground world of mining, are you trying to leave the mining world behind and look to the future in that it's white and
absolutely
dreaming?
Yeah. Well, you've got to understand now that mining, well, in St Helens anyway, St Helens is a small town on Merseyside, Lancashire, mm-hmm. It used to be. It used to have a couple of main industries, which was Pilkington's Glass, Beecham's, and it had the coal industry.
Yes.
All those the little bit of the glass industry still left.
But is it industry you're proud of?
Is gone. Absolutely. I mean, I come from a long line of miners.
Yes.
So, and we're all very, very proud of St Helens and the coal
it
produced.
Like? I mean, give me the picture of your group of ex-miners when you were sitting down trying to contemplate the art world and commission a £2 million piece. I mean, normally the kind of people who commission these are sort of rather fancy themselves as being aficionados to start with.
Absolutely.
What was it like? I mean, did you scratch your heads a bit?
Well, it's really funny how the journey started, because, as I say, we all sat down and said, what do we want? We all said, we want a giant miner's lamp up there. That's what we want. And then all of a sudden, like I said, we went out and we had a look at the End of the North, we had a look at Richard Wilson turning the place over, another place, Anthony Gormley. And then we came to a realisation that we didn't want a mining monument. We didn't want something so literal. We wanted something that would, and I'm going to say this word, Sister Wendy, not to excuse me. Perhaps we wanted an icon. For St Helens, something that would, all those industries, big industries, have left St Helens. All we're left with now is a world-class rugby league team. And we wanted something that people could sort of be proud of, something that people could have a sense of belonging to,
a dream,
an ownership to, and dream,
yeah.
And that's what we've got.
I also wondered if the whiteness, the gleaming whiteness of that head, isn't really saying, this is what was always at the heart of St Helens. You know, the money was made underground and in darkness, but at the heart of it was our dream as St Helenites.
Shine.
Yes, to shine,
that's
to be in the sun and shine.
Look at the world.
That's exactly true. I mean, when we told Jamie our story, when you worked underground and you was under there 12 hours, 14 hours, you'd never saw light. So we wanted something that looked like light as well, and something that dreamed, because when he was underground, you just dreamed of getting back to the surface and seeing the light. Yeah.
It's like a miner's lamp, really, isn't it? No.
It's
I'm not being intellectual about it now.
I thought you were going to be civil engineering about the fact that they lowered it into place, and I think 20 installments of strange-shaped stuff. That was a huge engineering job.
Well, it was
fascinating.
90 bits. 20 metres high. Not only is 20 metres high, we had to go down 28 metres to hold it securely in place. Oh. So it was a magnificent achievement. But what we wanted was somebody. We didn't want mining and the site to die. So what we needed to someone ask questions. So hopefully future generations will go on the site and say, why? Why
who,
dream?
Who were these people? Yes.
What was it before? Yeah. And I think we've achieved that.
Well, I think you've talked me round. I'm off up the M62. Good. Have a good look. It's now visible.
Well, you won't miss it.
Yeah.